Mr. Bowen from way up there.
Stand back, you all.
Once more, your Philco Radio tube dealer brings you transcribed a Philco Radio mystery. Again, you have the opportunity to share in the big weekly prizes and the huge grand prizes to be awarded in this $50,000 cash prize contest. Enter now. Enter this week's contest. Don't worry if you haven't entered before. Each weekly Philco contest is separate from every other week's contest. Winners of prizes this week have the same opportunity to share in the mammoth grand cash prizes as those who have won weekly prizes before. Get your free copy of Philco Radio Mystery Book Number 3 with official entry blanks from your Philco Radio Tube dealer. Maybe you haven't been able to get your book and blanks from your dealer. His supply may be exhausted. If so, drop a postcard to Philco, care of this station, giving your dealer's name and address, and yours will be sent you free. You must write your entries on official entry blanks. Winners of the major cash prizes in a previous week's contest will be announced at the close of this program. Perhaps you'll hear your name. If you have a copy of Philco Radio Mystery Book Number 3, open it to pages 8 and 9. Listen carefully. Here's the case of the fallen star. Tom Taylor is rather pleased with himself, because the well-known theatrical producer, Reginald Alexander, has asked him to assist in the revision of a mystery sketch for Alexander's new stage review. As our drama begins, we find Phyllis Coe and Tom Taylor knocking at the door of Alexander's penthouse.
What time is it, Tom?
It's 8:05. Oh, we're not very late at that. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Alex.
Well, good evening, Phil. Hello, Tom. Your promptness overwhelms me.
Every man his own butler, Alex.
Yes, on his butler's night off. Come in. Phil, as usual, your beauty staggers me.
I noticed a slight stagger.
Oh, Tom.
Now, let's see. I don't remember who knows whom, so let's make this a grand introduction. This is Phyllis Coe, detective, packer downer, foe of the underworld.
Oh, Alex, don't give me away entirely.
Phil, this lovely creature is Claire Adams, star of my new review, and what's more important, my fiancée.
I'm glad you've come, both of you.
This serious-looking young man is Bob Dale, who's writing the show.
How do you do?
Don't forget me, Alex.
My dear, Reginald Alexander never forgets an attractive young redhead. Phil, this is Miss Roseanne Arthur, Claire's understudy.
Oh, she's also the future Mrs. Bob Dale. I insist upon receiving that much recognition.
Quiet, Bob. Authors should be seen and not heard.
Oh, I take that as a personal affront. I'm an author myself.
My friends, this talkative person is Tom Taylor, author, humorist, and bon vivant.
I also press pants at low rates.
I'm terribly glad you've come, Tom.
Ah, Claire, I was hoping you'd say that.
Alex tells me you're going to rewrite the mystery sketch for the show. Mm-hmm. The way Bob Dale has written it makes it absolutely impossible for me to play it.
Claire, I tell you, it isn't impossible. It's got to be played as I've written it.
Which I definitely refuse to do.
Here, Bob. If you and Claire are going to bicker again, go on over to a neutral corner.
A splendid idea. Come on over to the sofa, Bob.
All right, Claire.
By the way, Roseanne, where's Helen O'Hara? I expected her to be here.
She went out to the terrace, Tom, to look at the city by night. You know, Miss Coe, Helen O'Hara has designed the most marvelous scenery and costumes for the show.
Yes, I know, Roseanne. I've seen Helen's original drawings.
Say, look over there on the sofa. Seems as though Claire and Bob have had a real set to this time. Bob looks like a thundercloud. Where are you going, Claire?
Out on the terrace. I may as well have my little battle now with Helen O'Hara. I'm just angry enough.
Goodness, Alex. Your star seems to have a chip on her glamorous shoulder.
Yes, Phil. She's probably out on the terrace pulling Helen's hair this very minute. Claire isn't satisfied with her second act costumes.
Oh.
Well, here's Bob Dale looking mad as a hornet. What does he do to you, Bob?
Oh, Claire still insists that the mystery sketch be completely rewritten.
Well, I don't wish you any hard luck, Alex. But I hope Claire gets so mad she quits the show.
Thanks, Roseanne. That's every understudy's dream, hoping she'll play the star's part.
Oh, dear. Arguments always make me hungry. Alex, where do you keep the food?
You'll find cheese and crackers in the pantry. Help yourself.
Thanks. And Bob, don't let that big bad producer toss you around too much while I'm out here.
No, I won't, Roseanne. I'm sorry I blew up, Tom. Forgive me.
Oh, that's all right, Bob. I know just how you feel.
Matter of fact, I would like you to look that sketch over. Perhaps you can offer a suggestion that will please everyone. Say, excuse me a second. I'll get the manuscript from my briefcase. It's in the bedroom.
Tom, I hope you aren't that touchy with your precious brain, children.
Phil, darling, when Tom Taylor writes a line, he writes it for the ages.
Oh,
not one comma is changed. Oh, hello. Here comes my first love, Helen O'Hara.
Hello, Phyllis.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Tom. What despicable plot are you three hatching out?
We were wondering whether or not Claire Adams had pushed you off the terrace.
Yes.
She told us she was going out there to have a battle with you.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I'm an old hand with temperamental stars.
Oh, forgive me, Alex.
That's perfectly all right, Helen. Claire is only my fiancée.
Claire sailed out to the terrace intending to have her way or else. But I think I fixed her. She won't complain again about her costume.
I noticed you came in through the pantry. Has Roseanne found the cheese?
Yes, she was spreading it on inches thick. Alex, this is the most accommodating apartment I've ever seen. Every room has a door leading onto the terrace.
Yes, if one suddenly gets that terrace feeling, he can step right out from either the pantry, the living room, or the bedroom.
Well, this penthouse would make a perfect setting for a French farce. Imagine rushing in and out of all those doors.
Oh, Alex, your little party seems to be disintegrating. Roseanne's in the pantry. Claire's sulking on the terrace. Where's Bob Dale?
Oh, here I am, Helen. I was in the bedroom looking for my briefcase. I couldn't find it.
Well, no wonder. I saw you put it on a chair in the hall when you arrived.
Oh, did I?
Bob, you stayed in the bedroom so long, I thought you were going to bed.
No, Alex, I went into the bathroom to wash my hands. Haven't had a chance to tidy up since rehearsal.
Did you find a towel in there?
Yes, thanks. I got the last clean one.
A fine thing, having only one clean towel in the bathroom.
Be quiet. My word, Bob. Did you say you'd washed your hands?
Why, yes, Helen. Why?
Well, look at your nails. They look as though you've been digging in the garden. What in the world have you been doing?
Probably been rehearsing for Tobacco Road.
Do you know, ever since I saw Roseanne eating that cheese, I've been dying for a taste. If you'll excuse me, I'll go out and steal some from her.
Don't eat it all, Helen. I was saving it for a late snack for the rest of us.
I won't. Oh, good heavens. Come here, quickly. Roseanne's lying on the pantry.
What?
Why, what happened?
Roseanne, darling. What's the matter?
Look out, Bob. She's fainted. Tom, get a towel. Soak it in cold water.
Right, Phil.
You'll find clean towels in the bathroom closet.
Okay.
Now, here's some brandy. Make her drink it.
Oh. What's the matter, darling?
Bob. You'll be all right in a minute, dear. Tell us what happened.
Well, I started to walk out on the terrace, and I've always been afraid of high places, and I just got dizzy, that's all. I got dizzy. That's all I know. Do you hear me? That's all I remember.
Tom, did you find the towels in the closet?
Didn't have to look in the closet, Alex. There were plenty of clean ones hanging on the rack.
Excuse me, that's the front door. Coming. Don't knock the door down.
Mr. Alexander, excuse me, sir. Did you have an accident up here?
One of my guests fainted, that's all. But how did you know?
No, sir, I don't mean that. It was a girl. I brought her up in my elevator an hour ago. She landed on the pavement in front of the building. Oh, either fell or jumped.
Good Lord. Claire! Claire! Are you on the terrace?
Claire! Oh, my God.
Could it have been an accident? Listeners to this program over more than 240 radio stations in every state in the Union will not want to miss a single word of this mystery. If you want always to get good radio reception, use Philco radio tubes in your set. Buy Philco tubes. Remember, they cost no more than ordinary tubes, sometimes less. And they pay premiums in pleasure.
Well, Phil, it's past midnight. Don't you think we'd better go?
In a few minutes, Tom. How's Alex?
Sleeping. The doctor gave him something. Helen O'Hara is sitting in the bedroom with him.
Those awful policemen, Bob. They asked so many questions.
Well, they had to, Roseanne. That's their job.
What will they say in the papers? That Claire either fell or jumped. That's the way they usually write it.
She couldn't have jumped.
Roseanne, dear, I hate to go over this again, but it's so important.
Yes, Miss Cole?
Before you fainted, didn't you see Claire on the terrace?
Oh, no. No, I tell you, I didn't really get that far out of the pantry.
Well, anyway, we can be sure of one thing. The show's all washed up.
Oh, come on, Bob. Snap out of it. Alex will surely open it later, when he gets over the shock.
No, Tom, with Claire gone, who could play her part?
I could, Bob. I was Claire's understudy.
Don't be silly, Roseanne. You haven't had nearly enough experience.
But maybe Alex will give me a chance.
It's getting late. We'd better forget the show. Come on, let's go into the bedroom and get our things.
All right. But, Bob, I could play that part. I could.
Go quietly, will you, please?
Helen, is Alex all right?
Yes, he's still sleeping. Oh, it makes me so angry, Bob and Roseanne arguing about who's going to take over Claire's part.
Who do you think will get the part?
Oh, I imagine Bob will finally have his way and argue Alex into giving it to Roseanne.
I see. Now, Helen, when Claire came out on the terrace to talk to you about her costume, did she seem upset?
Oh, no more than usual, Phil. We had the same old argument about the costumes, that's all.
And when you left her and came in through the pantry,
What was she doing?
Just standing there, looking out over the park. Now, Helen, while you were on the terrace, did you notice that one of the potted plants had been smashed?
Why, no. I think I would have noticed it if it had been. I decorated this penthouse, you know. Even supervised the placement of the plants on the terrace.
Yes, but one of the pots is broken now. I don't think the police took special notice of it. The pieces of the pot with the plant and all the earth have been pushed back into a dark corner. Whoever did it left imprints of their fingers in the earth.
Well, Tom, Roseanne and I are ready to leave.
All right, Bob.
Oh, Roseanne, do you feel better, dear?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry I fainted.
Well, I'm sure I'd faint, too, if I walked out onto a terrace and saw someone knock a woman senseless with a potted plant and push her over the edge.
How did you... Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Miss Coy, I must say I don't relish your morbid idea of humor.
I agree with you, Bob. It isn't very humorous. I'm sure there'll be no laughter when you stand trial for the murder of Claire Adams.
Oh, Bob, she knows. She knows. Oh, Bob, why did you do it? Why?
Quiet, Roseanne.
Well, Bob, why did you do it?
Why? Because I hated Claire Adams. She had been blackmailing me for a long time. 10 years ago, I went to prison for a crime I'd committed during a drunken brawl. I served part of my sentence and then was let out on parole. Somehow Claire found out about my prison record. She held it over me always, even for small, petty things. Tonight she threatened to tell everyone the truth. I saw all my success, all my happiness gone. Suddenly, while Claire was alone in the balcony, I felt a mad impulse. I couldn't resist my chance to be free forever. I went into the bedroom, then out to the terrace. Oh, why did I do it? Why did I do it?
Write your two reasons why Phil Coe, the famous girl detective, suspected Bob Dale on the official entry blank you received with your free copy of Philco Radio Mystery Book number 3. Maybe you haven't been able to get your book and blanks from your Philco Radio Tube dealer. His supply may be exhausted. If so, drop a postcard to Philco, care of this station, giving your dealer's name and address, and yours will be sent you free. Next week at this same time, over this same station, another Philco Radio Mystery in the great $50,000 cash prize contest. Enter now, even if you haven't entered before. Winning this week will reward you with a mighty welcome cash prize. Besides, you will be eligible to compete for the grand prizes. Listen next week for the Jagged Rock Mystery. Philco, the girl detective, goes north on a secret mission. Next week, you are going to hear why she went.